This is Brian Finale, and you're listening to the My Lead System Pro Podcast, the podcast for entrepreneurs who want to grow, get better, and rewire your mind for success so you can build the business of your dreams. And now, it's time to dig deep with an MLSP industry top earner. Let's rock.
Welcome to another episode of the My Lead System Pro Wake Up Call Podcast, and we have another amazing leader with us today. This woman is an L5 leader inside of My Lead System Pro, actually on a very She's on the hunt here for L6 before Live the Dream, which I absolutely know she can accomplish. She has one of our best-selling products. She's the creator of InstaLead Magic, and we've had so many people come through My Lead System Pro and get started with Instagram, and we've got some amazing training back there by April, of course, because it is like the simplest, no tech. If you have a smartphone, man, she has nailed this thing down. She's gotten, 30, 40, maybe even 50,000 followers on Instagram at this point with like one of her accounts, and she's just crushing it. And a lot of people resonate with her training because she breaks it down to a very simple process. So if you're tech challenge, first off, that's a BS program. But if you feel that way, go to the training strategies, look at the Instagram training, maybe check out InstaLead Magic, because it is helping a lot of people. She's like our in-house social media, if it's Facebook, Pinterest, Periscope, Instagram, fill in the blank. If it's fun, bubbly, not techie, she's on it. So total rock star. She has her own products, coaching, building an MLM, L5, soon to be L6. Of course, Live the Dream speaker, Miss April Marie Tucker. Good morning. How are you?
I am doing awesome. It's a beautiful day here. No snow on the ground, so I'm grateful. I heard about all those crazy snowstorms. Huh?
You don't ever get any snow down there.
No. It's like going to be 70 today. I'm good. Don't worry. I'm okay. I'll be all right. I'm hanging in there. I did have my heat on last night. It was a little chilly, but it's still good. No snow. I'm from Michigan, so I always think back of the days when I could barely drive my car or couldn't go anywhere because we were all snowed in. So, and everybody's getting snow up there right now. So, awesome.
Friday, my dear, the call is yours.
Rock. Yes, Financial Freedom Friday. Woo! Awesome. I'm really excited to be here, guys. MLSP community, I love you guys so much. And I've got some really great stuff I want to share with you today because, I always look around and when I come up with these trainings and I come up with calls and things that I do, I look around and I really look at what people are mostly struggling with. I look around and a lot of it's the same things that I struggled with. And I remember, and for those of you that don't know me, back when I got started back in 2010, I was a cocktail server in a casino running around yelling cocktails, single mom of three. And quickly hitting a brick wall in my home-based business. And not only that, as soon as I joined a home-based business, I instantly became an outcast. I can remember, people making fun of me. All of a sudden now all of my friends, it just seemed to be that people were just kind of against me. And, I'm going to talk a little bit about that. But I just remember going through a lot of things. And here's the thing, guys. You have to protect your business. You have to protect your livelihood. You have to protect your success, okay? You got to put up a wall. You can't let people break that wall down. It is that important. And so it's not even about people. There's so many things that steal success, but I'm just going to go over some things that I think are probably some of the most lethal in our space, in the home business niche, to people's success. Because, we say it all the time, I've seen people, man, never would have thought would quit. Why? Why does that happen? I think a lot of it has to do with not protecting themselves, not protecting their mindset, not protecting their businesses in the right way. And I'm not talking about putting security cameras up. I'm not talking about any of that. I'm talking about getting your mind right, noticing, seeing things, being aware of your surroundings so that you can protect. Because I don't know about you, but 10 years from now, you know, 5 years from now, I want to still have a home business because I want to be sailing on my yacht. You know, I started having kids when I was young. I was pregnant with my first son at 17. And, you know, my son's going to graduate high school literally, oh, my gosh, I'll be 36. So, I plan on going on my yacht. My kids are pretty, you know, they're getting older now, and that's where I plan to be, in, you know, 5-10 years from now. I want to be on my yacht sailing around. That's important to me. That's really important to me, and I'll protect that with everything I have. So, you know, one of the major things that a lot of the times people don't realize is right off the bat of stealing from their success is just like I mentioned before, the people that are surrounding you, the people you're hanging around, you know, and sometimes you can't help that. And I understand because I was there. Remember, I had to go to work and I had to deal with all the people making fun of me. And, you know, I would go to work and I remember being on break and I'd bring my book. You know, it was at the time I was reading, the very first book I read was Beach Money. I think it's by Adam, I can't remember his name now, Adam something. But it was such a good book. And I would just walk around and I was like, that was when I came to the realization that I needed to become knowledgeable, right? So here I am, 2-time high school dropout. I literally only finished the 9th grade. I got a good enough diploma. And all of a sudden, I had a bright idea. I needed to learn, and I needed to become knowledgeable if I wanted to succeed. So I started, reading. And so I bring my books to work. So how do you, you know, protect yourself from people like that? The best thing that you can do is start filling your life with good things, filling your life with people that have what you want or are on a mission to get the same things. Joining a community like My Lead System Pro was one of the most powerful things that I ever did. Creating a mastermind. I also have a mastermind that I do with people. Having a partner, an accountability partner, which is my mentor, my fiance. Actually, I'm lucky I live with the guy. Okay, but really, really setting those things up so that way you are protecting yourself. And you'd be surprised how fast, you know, you become unavailable, you know, to some of the people that are, you know, success stealers, people that are stealing your dream or chasing, you know, kind of getting in the way things of what you want. And so that's one of the things that I did. You know, I got in the community of My Lead System Pro. I have, you know, an accountability. I have a mastermind that I do weekly, you know, and just being around people that are on the same mission as me. And before I knew it, I didn't have time for all the other people that, you know, did not care about my success, weren't going to pay my bills, definitely weren't going to be paying my bills, right? The people that are always saying, that's not going to work. That's it. You know, I remember one girl, she said to me at work, she goes, well, come in and tip me real good when you're making all your money. That's what she said to me. You know, I never went back and tipped her. I don't even gamble. But that's kind of what I was dealing with at work, just to give you an idea. So, and people around me, even in my family, very doubtful, still to this day, my siblings and I, there's, you know, I have a big family, we're in a little group chat, and my one sister is complaining about how she doesn't have enough money and all this stuff, and I'm like, well, I make over 5 figures a month. Let me know when you're ready to learn, because money should never be a problem. You can go out and you can create all the success that you want. Sure, it might take a little time, but you know what? It's worth it, because guess what? If you continue on the path that you're on now, where are you going to be 2 to 5 years from now? Doing the same exact thing, playing the same circumstances over and over again. You have to do something. You have to step up and change those circumstances. And so, of course, the whole room goes silent as soon as I say that, because still to this day, even though I make really good money, I'm doing really well in my business, I have a nice house, I have a nice fancy car, I'm able to just go buy things if I want them, still to this day, my family still does not see me that way, and that's okay. You know why? A lot of people are still not going to see you successful even when you're successful, because they're going to think of you when you were, you know, young and dumb and doing the things that I was doing, like, you know, not paying, not even being able to pay my bills. You know, there's always going to see as that person. Another thing is bad habits. Bad habits steals from your success. Eating unhealthy, doing things like watching TV, you know, being kind of like not doing anything with your life, if you smoke, things like that. I quit smoking over 3 years ago now. I can't believe, I used to remember thinking I was a slave to it. It was never going to happen, you know, and then one day I just snapped, you know, because I kept thinking about it, and I just finally, I don't know, I snapped, and I just never went and bought another pack of cigarettes again, and that was it, and that was after, like, oh my gosh, I smoked for like 15 years. Terrible, terrible, I know. So you have to start eliminating some of these bad habits. And once again, that goes to filling your life with good. Keep adding more good things. You know, you started a home-based business. That's a good thing. Now start adding things like, you know, maybe exercising, eating healthier, you know, doing mindset every day. Start filling your life with so much good that there is no time to do any of that bad stuff, the things that will hold you back. You know, and health is, man, I'll tell you, I'm so grateful, you know, for my health, because just this past, you know, month and a half, I was really ill, you know, and now I'm really just even more grateful for what I do have in my health. And so I'm like, I'm back at the gym. I got to take care of my health. You know, there was a while that I wasn't able to work out because I had, you know, some issues. So I wasn't even able to work out. And now I'm right back at it because it's really important, because I know how important it is, because I didn't have it for a little moment there. So really seriously, start filling your life with good. Start eliminating the bad. That's the fastest way to get rid of some of those bad success stealers, some of those habits that you might not even be really even aware of. Shiny objects, lottery mentality. Oh my gosh, this is one of probably on the top of my list of things that steal from people's success. And it's so, I understand a lot of where that comes from. You know, a lot of it has to do with hype and things that you see on the internet. You know, but let me just say this, and this is kind of an interesting fact. 65% of people that win the lotto end up broke within 15 years. They lose all their money. And I'm talking about millions of dollars. They lose it all. Isn't that interesting? That's really interesting. So a lot of times when I see people, you know, and they're running around, and I understand a lot of it has to do with just not knowing, and I started out that way too. I kind of had a lot to do with the lottery mentality. I was like, wait a minute, I've been doing this for a week. Why haven't I become rich yet? You know, that was kind of my mentality. I remember yelling at my sponsor, Jeffrey, and I'm like, what? They're all going to quit. Why are they quitting? I'm supposed to be rich by now. How long do I have to do this for? You know, and being really kind of frustrated. But let's just start with this. The first thing with the lottery mentality, and I call it a lottery mentality because it's, to me, it's a lot of the times people are looking to hit it big. You know, they're looking to kind of hit it big, easy, you know, easy money. They're trying to get rich quick, you know. They're all like, oh, you know, another shiny object. I'm going to go chase after that thing, and I'm going to hit it big this time, you know. And a lot of that is because they're not being taught the right ways. It's a culture. There's things that they're seeing online. And let me just tell you, if you're falling trapped to that, it is a success dealer. It will rape you of your success. It will take away all your hopes and dreams really, really fast. I think it's like one of the biggest nightmares out there. And trust me, I lived a little bit of it. And what will end up happening is you will end up starting and stopping over and over and over again. So basically, when I'm saying starting and stopping, that means you're quitting and then starting over. Quitting, then starting over. Over and over and over again. And you will never get anywhere if you do not have a vision and you do not stick with something. You have to stick with something. Guys, why am I where I'm at today? I've been a rock in MLSP. I joined June of 2010. In fact, I was just looking at my very first check in MLSP. It was $24, and it was 90 days from the time I started. I did not join MLSP. I was a brand new marketer, had no business experience. I'm here today. In fact, I've never missed a payment with My Lid System Pro. Never in 6 years, almost 6 years, in June it will be 6 years, have I missed a payment. That's powerful. That's sticking with something. Because I'm somebody who has to finish things, you know. I finish what I start. And you have to be one of those types of people. I knew that I needed education. I knew that I needed MLSP more than they needed me. I need to learn this stuff. I need to be here. Now that I've really learned a lot, guys, now I get to serve in the community and I get to teach you guys. And how awesome is that? Talk about being even better. I'll tell you one thing that has made me so much better in my business is learning, but then going out and teaching what I learn. So much more powerful. So stick with things, guys. Don't have the lottery mentality. You need to understand it's not about the destination. It's all about the journey. It really is. It's all about the journey. And anything worth having, okay, takes time and perseverance. And if you are seeing that people are promising 90-day riches or one-week riches or whatever, remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is, and it's probably a good idea that you put your running shoes on and run the other way. Seriously, because there is no such thing. There really isn't. Compare-itis. Oh, my gosh. Are you constantly comparing yourself? I see this constantly. People are looking at the other person, the other marketers. They're comparing their journey to their journey, and it's just turmoil. It's home business hell. I don't even know how people live with themselves when they're comparing themselves all the time. And I know because I was there. I was there. I used to compare myself. Guys, you cannot compare yourself. Your journey is your journey. You do not know or understand or know what those people's journeys were all about. I assure you that when I started, you know, my journey was totally different than your journey is going to be, okay? Because everybody's journey is different, and you can't sit there and you can't compare yourself. You can't expect things to happen for you that are happening for other people. It just does not work that way. If I went out and I compared myself to some of the leaders that are out there online, I mean, I would just go nuts. You know, I would just go nuts and talk about really, really, really quickly feeling, you know, self-doubt and not feeling like doing anything, you know, unmotivated and all that stuff. Well, simply go compare yourself to everybody else out there because that's what you're going to get. You're going to get, man, you're just going to feel depressed. You're not going to feel like doing anything. You got to stop it. You got to stop it right now. Maybe you need to start limiting the Facebook or something, whatever it is. Detach yourself from it. Be aware that it's happening because it's stealing from your success, but then detach yourself from whatever it is, you know, that you're finding yourself feeling icky, right? All of a sudden you're looking at things on Facebook or whatever it is, and all of a sudden you're like, find yourself looking and be like, wow, how's this person having success and I'm not, you know, and all this stuff, and you find yourself doing that. Well, you need to detach yourself from that then. You need to right away look at something else. I don't know what it is, but here's something that I think is really good for you to write down. Tell yourself, I am in competition with no one else. I have no desire to play the game of being better than anyone. I am simply trying to be better than the person I was yesterday. Write that down, guys. I am in competition with no one else. I have no desire to play the game of being better than anyone. I am simply trying to be better than the person I was yesterday. And that's what it's all about, guys. You're just getting better than yesterday. You're getting better every single day. I remember when I very first started doing video, which was pretty much right out the gate when I started MLSP, right? And I would see all these really professional people doing their thing right online, and I would be like, I would almost let that, like, sink in, like, I got to be like them or something. And, you know, in reality, I didn't have to. I needed to be like me. You know, I needed to be me because I was going to attract the people that were going to be attracted to me. And if I was going out there and being like other people and somebody I'm not, then, you know, it's not going to work. So I had to really come to the realization that the only thing I could do today is improve from yesterday. So if my video sucked yesterday, what can I do today to improve it? I still put it out. My videos really were bad in the beginning. I even laugh at them now. I laugh my butt off, okay? But they were bad, and I understand that, and I knew that. But I knew that in order for me to get good, I just had to continue to improve. I had to keep getting better every single day. And so it's really, really important that you understand that there is no competition with anyone but yourself. You're only in competition with yourself. So write that little affirmation down, and anytime you start to feel like, oh, you know, I'm looking at other people and they're getting success, and then why isn't it happening for me as fast, and blah, blah, blah. Remember, you don't know their whole story, first of all. You don't. But also, you're not in competition with them. And so say that affirmation. Procrastination. I think this is probably my worst one. I have had to do little tricks, things, man, to get myself moving, because I just find that it's really easy for me to do that, procrastinate. And I am constantly working. Even today, I have to work on that, because I can easily fall right back into procrastination really, really fast. And one of the fastest way to fall into procrastination is simply by not moving forward, you know. If you're not taking action, you're going to procrastinate. It just isn't easy. I notice myself, if I'm taking a few days off or a holiday, it takes me a little bit to get back into things, you know. And I have to realize the only way to get over procrastination is to take action. By just getting started, it's the fastest way to get over procrastination. That's the only thing that works for me. So a lot of times when something, you know, comes in front of me or something like that, I'm one of those types of people, I got to take action on it quickly. I got to execute it quickly. Otherwise, you know, I start feeling, you know, a little false security, like I have time. I have time to get it done. It's okay. I'll wait until, you know, tomorrow to start because I have time. I'll just relax for now, you know, take it easy, you know. And then you can start doing the whole thing of excuses. I'm tired. I don't feel good. Some crazy excuses. I have to take my kids here. I got to do this. I got to do that. And all of that's so much more important than doing what I need to do in my business. No, it's not. All excuses, all lies, all things that we tell ourselves to make ourselves feel good about procrastinating. I understand because I know. I do. You have to take action. You have to get started. It's the only way. It is the only way. So when if you find yourself, you know, doing that right away, flip the switch and say, okay, what can I do right now to get started? And do just start doing the simplest things. I started back at the gym this week, and I don't know, man. I was talking myself out of it the whole way there. Like, I'm telling myself maybe it's too soon to go back to the gym. Get this. This crazy thought came in my head that the people at the gym might have noticed that I haven't been there in almost a year and how embarrassing that is, okay? And so all of a sudden I'm feeding myself all this stuff, but the whole time I'm just like, just drive. Just drive there. Just drive there. Okay, walk in the door. Walk in the door. All right. Act like you've been there for the whole year. Now run upstairs and run around the track and kind of sneak back in. And now let's get on the elliptical. And that's what I did. But do you see how I just kept moving forward? And I just, like, whatever, everything that I said to myself, just get there. Just get there. Just go. Just get started. Those are some tricks that I do. But you need to find out what works for you, you know. One of the things that just always works for me is just doing it anyways. Just powering through, right, all those excuses and those limiting beliefs and all those things that I keep telling myself and reasons why I shouldn't be going to the gym today. But I do it anyways. Most powerful thing, limiting beliefs. We all have them. I just told you all the limiting beliefs that I just had just to go to the gym. Oh, my gosh. You know, but some of the things that you might be playing in your mind, I'm not good enough, I'm not techie, oh my gosh. You know, I don't see myself as a techie person, but whenever I say I'm not techie, I always counteract it with, but I'm really good at figuring stuff out. But I'm really great at, you know, doing a video and inspiring people. I'm not somebody who likes to sit in front of a computer and figure out things that want to make my head spin off my body, okay? That's not me. I don't do that. In fact, I don't like to do it. If it's stuff that's going to be like that, I won't do it. I'll do the things that are going to make me money, but aren't as horrible to go through, you know, if that's not me. But a lot of that comes from, if you're saying I'm not techie, it's probably because you just don't like doing that stuff. And who does? Who likes to be frustrated? Nobody likes to be frustrated, right? But start counteracting those beliefs with other things. Like, what are you good at? Because we all don't have strengths in every single area. You know, some people are real good with computers, and they can build websites, and they can do all this really cool stuff. Oh, they're really good. Oh, guess what? Tracking and doing all this really cool stuff that people do. I sometimes envy those people. I'm like, man, I wish I could do that, but that's not me. That's not a strength of mine. That's not my strength. You know, my strength is, you know, reaching and inspiring people and talking to people and showing them, you know, how to build a home business and all that. I mean, these are my strengths, and I know that. So be aware. That's the first thing. You know, be aware that what you're telling yourself, what you're feeding yourself is bull crap, because you are good. You are good at stuff. You know, you are good enough. You can do this. And so start counteracting that stuff and stop identifying yourself with beliefs that hold you back. Don't identify yourself. I just finished the Miracle Morning. I'm actually going to read the Miracle Morning for Network Marketers here. I'm actually just starting that one. And, you know, one of the things that Hal Elrod talks about is rearview mirror syndrome. And I never really even thought about that. You know, all the things that we kind of feed ourselves come to play because, you know, the bull crap beliefs, because of past things that happened to us, you know? So maybe you were rejected by someone or a job or something, and now you just don't feel good enough. And now you keep reliving that circumstance in your business. Or maybe you have fear of something because of that. Right? So understand that, you know, you're not living in the past. You are living in the future. And in order for you to get over that, you have to start looking forward. Your past does not equal your future. That's one of the most powerful things that you can say to yourself when you find yourself doing that. But I really, really, really never even really thought about that. You know, I mean, I've heard Tony Robbins talk about that stuff, but the way he put it in the book, I was like, wow. So one of the things that you really, really need to do if you're doing that, you know, all the talking, all the limiting beliefs and excuses and all the things that we feed ourselves on a day-to-day basis. It's not like we're eating Wheaties over here. We're eating crap for breakfast. No. But a lot of people do, and I'm one who had to battle with that. Remember, guys, back when I started, I was just a cocktail waitress, 3 kids, dropped out of high school twice. I had a lot of failure in relationships and, you know, failed in starting in high school and doing, you know, quitting and being a quitter and all these things. I had so much that I had to work on when I started, and I still have to work on this stuff. It's not easy to reprogram yourself, you know, and be a top leader and successful person. You have to constantly be working on it, always, always working on it. So one of the biggest things that you should be doing is plugging into these daily wake-up calls that MLSP provides. Come back here every day, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern. Tune in. There's always some good, man, inspirational leaders that just come on that just pour into this community every single day. Start there. Then, you know, if you want to up it even more, I like to go, when I go to the gym, you know what I really like to do? I like to listen to Audible. In fact, that's how I just finished the book Miracle Morning. So while I'm working out, getting my fitness on, doing my thing, I'm sitting there feeding my mind good stuff, you know, learning new things. Learning ways to, you know, help you guys more. That's what I'm doing. So find time to make sure that you're getting your mindset in. Maybe it's on your way to work. Maybe you have to still work in a 9-to-5 and you got to drive for a half an hour or an hour. Well, plug in your car, radio, your phone or whatever, and CD even, whatever you got to do, and start listening to things that are going to better you. You know, if you haven't read Think and Grow Rich, that's a really good one to start with. It's a really, really good one to start with. There's so many great books. I just mentioned one, The Miracle Morning. That's a really good one. the Bible. I mean, there's so many great books out there, but just start doing that on a day-to-day basis and start feeding your mind. You'll notice right away a huge change in your mindset when you start doing that. And I notice if I stop and I don't do it for a day or two or whatever, man, I'm in mindset hell again. I'm starting to feed myself all kinds of crap. It's no good. It's no good. The only way to pull yourself out of that is start feeding your mind every day. Distractions. We all have distractions. My kids are distractions. I mean, we have them, right? Everybody, there's all kinds of distractions, but what about the ones that you can control? You can control your Facebook. You can control when you're sitting down and you're writing a blog post, and next thing you know, you're in a chat with somebody, or you're looking at other marketers and comparing yourself, or you're clicking around all over the place because all of a sudden you see a shiny object that leads you to another shiny object, and next thing you know, you're off to the races to another thing. Get focused. Know that, you know, these are just distractions. Turn them off. TV. Limit your TV. We only watch TV on the weekends here. We shut off our cable. We didn't have cable for years, and then we ended up moving, and we're like, well, why don't we get cable again? You know, it's kind of cool to watch some TV. Well, we were never really watching it because we already had our schedule. I mean, we just didn't watch it. We watched Hulu on the weekends. You know, we had our favorite show or something like that that we really liked. I mean, that's what we do. You know, you have to limit that activity if that's a distraction for you. When I had cable TV, I was becoming Thursday night. Ooh, my favorite show's on. Shut it off. Why do you need it? You don't need it. A lot of people are having a hard time staying in business right now. Most people do within the first 5 years, you know, they're in debt of starting any business. I don't care if you're starting a floral shop down the street. Most businesses are in debt with their first 5 years. So why not save yourself the expense of cable TV, but also save yourself the home business success stealing of cable TV? Save yourself from that. Stop that thief. That's a thief. Limit that behavior. You have to. Fear, the biggest stealer of them all, I think. But that also ties right back to eliminating beliefs and all that. We can sit here and we can be fearful of everything. I mean, when I started, I was fearful of the phone, I'll tell you. And I picked up the phone. I used to hang up on people. I would call people, and then I would say, are you interested in a home business? And they'd tell me yes, and I wouldn't know what to say, so I'd hang up. I didn't know what to say. I really wanted them to be interested in a home business, but I don't know what the heck to say to them. You know, I was fearful. When I first spoke the first time on a call like this, I was scared. Because once again, it's just doing it anyways. Just doing it anyways. Doing it anyways. These are things you have to do. There's no way to get around them, you know. There's certain things in your business you're just going to have to get around. I did not do a webinar for my first 2 years online. I didn't. I was scared. I sat myself. I kept playing in my mind that my partner could do all the webinars, and it was okay. He can just do them. And I didn't do them. I was scared. Finally, I had to get over that fear, because guess what? If I didn't get over that fear, I'll tell you what, people who do webinars make the most money. I was never going to make the most money if I didn't do a webinar. And that became a realization of mine, that the person that's doing the webinar always makes the most. And then I just started doing them. All right, so we're on our last one, desperation. Desperation is probably, I would say it's up there. You know, if you're building your business out of desperation, and a lot of times I see people, I understand, you got into this business because you needed to make money like yesterday. I understand. I was there. I lived in a little two-bedroom house in a little apartment in the ghetto with three kids. I could barely afford to put food on the table. I was on food stamps. But as soon as I joined my business, I started this whole thing, I got to sign these people up, or I'm not going to be able to afford this, or I'm not going to be able to afford my auto purchase, or I'm not going to be able to do this, I got to do this. And guess what? I found myself pushing success away, pushing people away. Nobody wants to join somebody who's desperate. Nobody. If you're going out there and you're spamming Facebook, I get links every day from people. They don't even say hi. They just send me a link. You know, they're just trying to go through the numbers really quick because they're like, oh, I need to make money yesterday. You're coming from that and you're not abundant in your mentality. You will never attract abundance. You will never attract it. Until you get that, until you get that it's not about, you know, going through the numbers really fast and, you know, looking at people as commission checks and all this stuff, you're not going to build a business. How do you build a business like that? Who wants to join somebody who looks at them like a commission check? Nobody wants to do that. So stop with the desperation. You have to start thinking abundantly. You have to concentrate on having more rather than less. When you're sitting there telling yourself you're broke, I don't have no money for this, I don't have money for that, you got to counteract that. You know, you got to counteract that. Maybe start saying, I have enough money, but I'm not going to be able to get it today. You know, or something, whatever, but start thinking abundantly, start pouring abundance into your life by, once again, investing in your mindset daily. If that's something that is constantly playing in your mind, I'm broke, I can't afford this, I can't do that, then you're coming from a place of lack, and you are desperate. That's where desperation comes from. Now you need to fix that. So that's one of my last ones, guys. And with that, happy Financial Freedom Friday to everyone. Go out there. You guys, success is yours. The moment you choose to be successful, you will become successful. That's like my biggest mantra. If I can do it, I promise you, you can. Remember, I have a ninth grade education. I'm not proud of that, but it is true. And I look around at people, you know, and I'm like, kind of scratching my head, what's the difference? They have a degree, some of these people, but they're not doing it. Why are they not doing it? Maybe you need to go look back and see why you got into the business in the first place, because you can do this. If I can do it, I promise you can. So happy Financial Freedom Friday to all of you. Have a great weekend. Back to you, Brian.
All right, very cool. Wow. I just looked at the clock. Very cool. I just looked at the clock, and it was, man, I didn't even say. I thought that was like another 20 minutes or so. Very, that was lots of stuff, guys. Hope you took notes. If you guys got some takeaways, I certainly did. I put mine up over on the fan page as well. Come on over to say hi on MLSPFanpage.com, and I'll be there for a little bit. I'm sure April will pop in and say hi. Thank you, April, for the value and the service. Guys, everyone have a great weekend. And come find us on Facebook. This call is a wrap.
You have been listening to the My Lead System Pro podcast with Brian Finale and the MLSP leaders. To learn how MLSP can help you get more leads and make more money in your business starting today, visit www.mlsp.com and take your risk-free test drive. MLSP.com. That's MLSP.com, creating tomorrow's leaders today.